following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Doug Gottlieb. I don't know if you're like me, if you're a former athlete at any level, but you want people to look at you and think, boy, that guy must have played something at some point in his life. And at some point, maybe it got away from you. It was getting away from me. And so I thought about it, and finally I ordered P90X. And this is going back like 3 years ago. Now, I've completed the program 3 times. You can go online to ESPNRadio.com and see the pictures. They're real. It's tangible stuff, and it's a workout program that I believe in. It's a lifestyle change that I believe in. You can see the dramatic change in my body, and you can be a part of it. P90X also comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you're looking for an excuse not to try it, you simply don't have one. You do the entire program, the full 90 days, and if it's not what you want it to be, they're going to give you your money back. Simply call 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575. I know you've heard about the program. It's time to order the program. ESPNRadio.com/Doug now. Again, that's 800-832-7575 or ESPNRadio.com/Doug.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top 5 in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It is a Monday, and the big fella is still on vacation. So we will fill in the time talking about what happened in the weekend in sports. Obviously, there was a busy time with basketball, a busy time with district wrestling, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Hastings wrestling coach Brian Laux. The Hastings Tigers, that program's starting to build itself back up again, and Coach Laux has a great young kid, his son, that's a district champ, but they've taken 7, and we'll talk more about all of that in just a moment. Also, we're going to catch up with Jeff Ashby. He's the head football coach at Giltner, but he's also an assistant coach for the Shrine Bowl this year, and since we last spoke, the Shrine Bowl announced its roster, and quite a few kids are on there, and we'll talk with the coach about the selection process, if they got everybody they wanted, and that'll all be coming up towards the bottom of the hour with Coach Ashby. So be with us on the show today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Omaha Central boys basketball coach Eric Behrens. That was probably the exciting local and state news over the weekend. While at the Heartland Hoops Classic last week, of course, we had Tino Martinez, the organizer of the event, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and said that Omaha Central would be coming up next year and that they were trying to line up a national opponent. They lined up a national opponent. They lined up the number one team in the country. Oak Hills Academy out of Virginia is coming in next year to the Heartland Hoops Classic, which many people are already calling the biggest basketball game in Nebraska history that will have at least occurred in the state of Nebraska. So we're looking forward to that coming up next year. And we'll talk with Eric Behrens about that and how excited they are to get that chance. Nobody is really pushing them in the state of Nebraska. So we'll talk about that. They've had some really great, alum come out of that, like Carmelo Anthony, among others, from Oak Hill. So should be a great matchup next year at the Heartland Hoops Classic. They've also had Rajon Rondo, Ty Lawson, Nolan Smith, 55 Division I players since 2000 have come out of Oak Hill Academy, and they'll take on Omaha Central. Oak Hill is ranked number one in Omaha Central, seventh in the country this week. And it just depends what you're looking at, but as high as number seven in the country. So there you go. And they may get another great national opponent a couple of years down the road. So looking forward to that. We'll talk to him tomorrow. Later on in the week, plenty of things to talk about live from the state wrestling tournament Thursday and Friday. What a weekend it was, and it always is. Grand Island has qualified their entire contingent for state wrestling. 14. Kearney has got 13. Hastings, as we said, has 7 in Class D. Amherst, your two-time defending champion, they take 10 as they have a battle with Pender on their hands. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And obviously the shocking news that has taken over everything because folks are tired of talking about politics in the presidential race was the passing of Whitney Houston. And I guess I'm like everybody else. I thought Colin Cowherd actually, you know, sometimes we don't agree with him, sometimes we do. And he was on the money today with most of what he said. And with Whitney's rendition of the national anthem 20 years ago, it's hard to believe, which led into that great football game between the Giants and the Bills with the Scott Norwood missed field goal. That was just a heck of a day in American history once the United States had got into the Persian Gulf War, and a great rendition of the national anthem. And shortly after that, it all went downhill. I guess if you're my age, and by my age, I'm talking around that 40-year-old mark, you grew up with Whitney Houston, and maybe you were in junior high or high school or college. Her music, obviously, extremely popular, and we're way different in that aspect here. So, Whitney, I don't know. You hate, especially at this time of the year, I was thinking, you hate to see people not be able to use their talent to their full potential, and some people passing before their time. And now you're watching all these high school athletes, no matter what the sport is, trying to do what they can do best as they get into the wrestling state, and sub-districts for basketball start today, another week for the boys. You saw a great effort from the Heartland Hoops Classic over the weekend. And getting back to that, I guess folks came out and got to see what they wanted from Mike Gazelle. Unfortunately, Grand Island wasn't able to keep up with him right out of the gate, and South Sioux blew it open early, and then the game was fairly even till the very end, but, I mean, this game was always between about 16 and 22 points. Mike Gazelle scored 21 points in the first half. It was 7-0, 38 seconds into the game, I believe it was. He is so quick. The team is so quick. You watch South Sioux City the first half. They put up 51 points in the first half, forced Grand Island into 10 turnovers in the first quarter with just their unbelievable speed. And then it was like a new basketball team in the second half. You're watching them in the first half, you're going, how in the world did this team lose 6 games? How'd they lose to anybody in the state of Nebraska? Well, then I think you found out in the second half. And it's weird. We'll see if South Sioux can finish the deal with somebody as good as Gazelle and Groth. I can't believe that they don't win Class B, but apparently they are not hands down better than everybody else in the class if Beatrice has already beaten them. And then you see Grand Island Northwest hang within 7 of Beatrice and turn around and win a game in the Heartland Hoops Classic. So anything is possible as we get ready for the state tournament. As far as the kids that are going to be playing in the Shrine game, most of them always are on the South team. The Grand Island kids end up on the North team, and that's where Riker Fife and Sam Foltz will be playing. Lexington's Bubba Rochek and Ryan Reynolds. And then on the South side, you have got Kyle Cutterford of Adams Central, Garrett Jones of Aurora, Blake Bunner of Blue Hill, Michael Schaff of Cambridge, Garrett Bundy of Donovan Trumbull, Drew Ott and Logan Rath of Giltner, and Southern Valley's Dexter Becker. As you see, all of those area kids, non-Class A. Nobody from Hastings St. Cecilia, nobody from either Kearney school that is playing in the Shrine game, which is going to be an afternoon game for the first time in a long time, Saturday, June 2nd, set for 1:30. Coming up later on in the program, we'll talk with Jeff Ashby about the Shrine game and all that's going on with that. Let's go to the email, Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you've got an email that asks a question like this one does, or a comment, or have a quizzical take on something that went on over the weekend, like Phil Mickelson's outstanding play yesterday, here's what this one says. Doug, do you still think Doc Sadler should be coach of the men's basketball team? Thank God I was busy Saturday and didn't have to watch that. Just brutal. And you knew it was coming. Penn State had something to play for, and they had a wounded duck coming in. And again, Doc says he hasn't lost the team and that they continue to play hard and practice hard, and the reporters that do go to practice on a often basis do say that that's the case. I guess I've never said that Doc needs to go. I guess I've always sat here and defended Doc because the players that he has tried to bring in or does bring in never seem to be healthy enough to play or pan out or can't get eligible or whatever the story is. And that does start. Obviously, that is a problem for Doc, not the injuries, but to all the other things that are going on. You've got to find a way to bring in talent, and apparently it just isn't happening for Doc. And if they continue to nosedive as they are right now, there's no way that Doc will be back next year. But again, here's what I've said, and in that email obviously knows that we've had a talk on this show numerous times. Here's what I've said. If you're going to get rid of Doc Sadler, you better have somebody in line. Do not get rid of Doc Sadler and then go on some kind of a search like you don't know who you're getting. Because if you did, you're going to end up making a mistake. And that's my take on the whole Doc Sadler thing. He is obviously not the best coach in the country, but he is obviously not the worst coach in the country either. It is going to be tough to find somebody to come into Lincoln, Nebraska, as it always has been, to take over this program. Again, remember, Doc was an up-and-coming coach. Barry Sadler was an up-and-coming coach. And look what Nebraska did to both of those gentlemen. Danny Nee was an up-and-coming coach, and he did have success here. But remember, when he came in, Mo Iba, as much as people hated the style of play that Mo Iba coached, Mo Iba got this team into the right spot, and he resigned after they made it into the NCAA tournament. So Danny Nee actually came in at maybe the height of Nebraska basketball and took it to the next level and got them into four more NCAA tournaments. But it may be time to look at an assistant. Can you find a way to get an assistant off of a big-time college program? Daddy has said that numerous times. Why can't Nebraska get somebody off the staff of a Kansas, a Duke, a Syracuse, a North Carolina, a Connecticut, a perennial top 10 program to come to Nebraska? Because you know they all want to be head coaches, and they can't all be, and they've got to start somewhere, and it's better than starting at Middle Tennessee State or somewhere in the WAC or somewhere in the MAC or, you know, being the head basketball coach at Akron. And you're not going to get Shaka Smart from VCU. So, again, it's up to Tom Osborne and whoever to find the next basketball coach. I think everybody in the state is taking it for granted that Doc is out, and it's going to make it easier. Doc probably knows he's out. Tom Osborne, when he feels the vibe across the state and feels the vibe from Doc, it's not going to be like he has to call Doc and says, hey, you're fired, dude. I mean, they're all going to know. And as I've said on the show, when you want to know about it, I don't think the next basketball, right now, whoever they name the next men's basketball coach in Nebraska, you'll never heard of. And maybe one or two of you will because you've got the package and you watch every single college basketball game. But it's going to be a name that you've never heard of is the next basketball coach, unless they bring in Bruce Pearl. I can hear that happening, but do you want that baggage? I think Pearl's an okay coach. He had success at Tennessee. There's obviously cheating involved, and I don't think Tom Osborne would even consider somebody like that. And Dana Altman's not coming here. Why would Dana Altman come here? He had a chance a couple of times to come here. He's at Oregon. That's a... Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Husker folks, fans, people of the state of Nebraska? Put yourself in Dana Altman's shoes. Everything's new there, and you've got Phil Knight of Nike. He'll give you anything you want. Here, there's nothing left to give. They're building the new facility, and you've got to build the program up from scratch. Why would you leave the West Coast, where there are basketball players, and come to Nebraska and be the head coach for the University of Nebraska, a state where you coached the better team in Creighton? Yeah, that would make no sense. Shaka Smart's not coming. Dana Altman's not coming. Bruce Pearl, I don't think Tom Osborne's going to have because of his past. Calvin Sampson not coming because of the same reason. We'll see. We'll play it out. I've been wrong before. Irish Ken says, I was hoping I could needle Big Daddy a little this morning, so I guess you'll have to do. As of today, Lefty 5, Tiger nothing. Tiger 71, Lefty 40. Tiger 14, Lefty 4. Irish Ken, don't get it. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hey, Phil Mickelson 1, the rest of the world 0, if you only go back 1 week. Thanks for the email, Ken. I love Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Hardly anybody is on that same boat. You either like Phil or you like Tiger. There's hardly any in between. It's like rooting for the Yankees and the Dodgers. It's like rooting for the Cowboys and the Steelers. It's like rooting for the Lakers and the Celtics. Very few people can root for both. But I do root for Phil and Tiger, and I wish I could have seen most of it yesterday. But with our wrestling rally, that was we had that going on, and I didn't get to see any of the golf yesterday except the highlights. But it's great to see when one is playing well. It's magnificent when both are playing well. And the last time that they were paired in the Masters on that Sunday and got it going on the front nine but just had too much to make up, that was excellent television, excellent viewing. So anytime Phil and Tiger are on top, I never get tired of it. I never get tired of it. Yeah, somebody new has to break through once in a while. That's fine. But I'd rather see Tiger or Phil win than Louis Oosthuizen or Martin Keimer or even the number one player in the world, supposedly, Luke Donald. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Hastings head coach Brian Lox, and then we'll talk with Jeff Ashby of Giltner about the Shrine Bowl. Keep it here.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and finally making that will or living trust to protect your loved ones. Go to LegalZoom.com. Stop putting off taking control of your finances and start your own business at LegalZoom.com. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including an attorney to help you if you need it. Over 2 million people, myself included, have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom. My experience? Start a small LLC. Why mess around? Go to a pro, LegalZoom.com. Many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list, maybe that's why they're so successful, have used LegalZoom.com for personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states. You can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
It's girls sub-district basketball action this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It starts Monday at Hastings College on the Breeze 94.5 FM when Adam Central plays Gibbon. Then the winner will take on Minden on Tuesday with St. Cecilia taking on Kearney Catholic. While on Classic Hits 98.9, we get going Tuesday. Centura plays the Wood River Donovan Trumbull girls at 6, followed by Ravenna Shelton at 7:45 with the finals Thursday. And don't forget complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament this week as well right here.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today as we'll see some scattered flurries and snow showers possible. Otherwise, look for highs to 31 as winds will stay to the south to southwest at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 27.
That is sports related, obviously. Little one moment in time. Anytime the Olympics, they don't do that anymore, or at least they haven't made any. That's probably the last great Olympic song, even though it's a little sappy when you don't tie it in with the Olympics. It was sure a great one. And of course, now every website you go to, YouTube or whatever, there's so many performances up there. And you'll check them out, I'm sure you have, if you're a Whitney fan. So there you go. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Monday, it is Monday. Brighten it up. It's gloomy. Head to the Chicken Coop, Grand Island and Kearney, where every day you can get a great lunch, rehash with the weekend in sports, and maybe even look over your wrestling brackets. And tonight, you and your friends are invited to wing it, boneless style, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. From 5 to 10, boneless chicken wings are just 40 cents each. You have to get 10, but
probably get 20. And then there'd be like a group of four, you'll get 100, and you'll be able to get a whole bunch of different flavored wing sauces, which are outstanding. That way you can try them all every Monday night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney. It is boneless wing night, and in Kearney, you can also do the bull fries and french fries for just $5.99. It's the Monday night special, open every day for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Hastings wrestling coach Brian Locks joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. How long has it been since you had some bull fries, Brian?
I can't recall. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great. Probably some small town festival is what I'm thinking, but can't do any better. Hey, congratulations. I've noticed a handful of schools, and you do it every year, but there's a handful of schools that have made a nice little jump in the postseason this year, and you guys are one of them.
Yeah, we've had a pretty nice season all year long here, and just real proud of our kids and how we wrestled on Saturday with getting seven in. From the district we were in last year to what we're in this year, I think the state did a good job and how they serpentined that off of your state qualifier, returning state qualifiers, and state placement from the year before. So I think if you look at the brackets in Class A, I think you see I don't want to say better quality, but you don't necessarily see as many losing records as you have in the past.
No doubt about it, and kind of something new that the NSAA has done. And you were in with Grand Island and Kearney last year, right?
Yes, and Millard South and Norfolk. So
the mini state tournament. Do you think, Brian, that the quality of wrestling in Class A has improved this year?
Oh, I don't know if it's improved. I think, like I said, with you get in some of those districts where they're based on population, like they were doing it before in terms of school size, you'd have some districts that were just loaded, and you'd get a lot of quality kids that didn't make it. And then on the other side, you'd have some districts that you'd get a number of kids qualifying for the state tournament with considerable losing records. I know one district last year, there was a kid that there was only four kids in the bracket, districts, and he only had a couple wins. So I think it's better with how they set it up this year. And, like I said, you look through the brackets this year with Class A, and I think they're definitely stronger.
Brian Locks, the head wrestling coach at Hastings High, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Seven qualifiers. You've got three seniors, plus you've got some freshmen, and we'll start with your son. Nolan has had an outstanding year at 32-2. Grade him as a coach, and then we can worry about the father part later.
Well, he has. He's had a wonderful year, and going into it, you with all the stuff that you've done prior to the elementary and the middle school, you hope that the experience that he's gained would result into the type of season he's had, and I think that's happened. He's been very consistent, and that's one main thing that I always know when he steps on the mat that it's going to be a very good consistent type of effort that he gives.
I was talking with Dante Rodriguez of Grand Island yesterday and kind of joking around with him off the air, and I said, so you're going to roll to this gold medal? And, as most young kids do, they just kind of chuckle a little bit. I said, is anybody going to touch you? And the one name that he brought up was Nolan Locks of Hastings. He says he's pretty solid. Is that the young man? Is there anybody else besides Nolan and Dante that are going to be tearing it up at 106?
Well, I think Brent Curtis from Omaha Burke, who's 41-2, I know Dante wrestled him last year, and I think that he would probably be another name that you'd have to throw in there. But, it's a state tournament, and as crazy things happen, and people that you expect to do well, sometimes don't perform as well, and that's one thing with Nolan that we look at, and for all of our guys, taking one match at a time, and don't look ahead, because when you start looking ahead, that's when you get burned.
Brian Locks, head wrestling coach at Hastings, is with us here, coming off the districts where they finished fifth in the A3. Papillion La Vista was the winner of that district, qualified seven. As far as the rest of the team goes, Brian, overall, they're all kind of right there in the middle, 2, 3, 4 seeds. We always know about a 4 seed. It's going to be pretty tough in that first round. But overall, the draws, how do you like things stacking up going into Omaha?
Yeah, you know, whenever you're a 4 seed, you're going to be in a tough spot with wrestling a champion from another district, and I think our kids understand that. But, you know, Chris Williamson got second at districts, and he's going to have the Brisby kid out of Kearney first round, and we've wrestled him a number of times and had some success with him. So in terms of looking at brackets and where kids can end up and best possibilities of being a state placer and things like that, I think Chris Williamson has a great shot. The rest of our other guys, you're going to have to wrestle real, real well to get through some of their opponents.
I guess, Brian, with the numbers as high as they've been as far as qualifiers in quite some time, is the program building itself again? You're going to lose 3 qualifiers that are seniors. What's next year look like already?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're losing 3, you know, 3 great seniors, that have been along, you know, they've been 4-year, letter winners for us with Stephen Nagy and Matt Geiger and Chris Williamson. But, you know, we're going to have a decent group of freshmen coming in next year. You know, once again, I think our lower to middle weights will be solid. You know, we're still trying to we're going to lose some upper weights that we're going to have to fill. But, as a whole, I think that, you know, the quality and you have to go back to, you know, the grassroots in terms of, you know, your club wrestling. And, I think we've made some steps toward that with, our Hastings Force wrestling program that, I think it's 4th or 5th year now. And then, you know, our own wrestling club and just kids wrestling in the off season, expecting more out of them. And, you know, most all of our kids have bought into that. And, you know, the success that you have during the year, is going to be made in the off season. There's not great strides that are made during the regular season. You know, if you're looking for great improvement, and, I think you could ask any coach that, you know, those strides are going to be made in the off season.
Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to molding the young minds over there at Hastings, and we can't wait to see you and the Tigers in Omaha. Congratulations on a fine season so far, and let's see if we can top it off with some medals.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Locks, head coach of the Hastings Tigers, 7-in. It's been a while since they've had that many, and best of luck to them. We'll talk more about wrestling here in just a little bit. We've got Shrine Bowl to talk about as well. We do have some folks that I just want to say and thanks to all those that came to the wrestling rally yesterday or participated in any way. We will have hourly updates all day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on ESPN and our network of stations in Kearney and Hastings, 1230 KHAS, Classic Hits 98.9, and more. Plus, we'll be down there Thursday and Friday with the Doug and Daddy Show live both days. And Friday night, the semifinals begin at 5 o'clock, and you'll hear that whole session live on Classic Hits 98.9 as we've done for the past 14 years or something like that. So be sure to join us for that. All the wrestling coverage is there, as well as PlatteRiverPreps.com or any of our websites like KKPR.com for the FM. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we're going to catch up with Jeff Ashby. He's the head football coach at Giltner and has a couple of his players in the Shrine Bowl. We'll talk about how the team came together, how he thinks it's going to match up, and we'll do that here in just a moment. But first, we want to let you know that with the way things are working out, Midway is there for you. Gas prices are going up. Maybe you need to find a car. Probably not a truck right now that's going to eat up gas. Maybe that's what you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for a truck that gets you better gas mileage. Well, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, they can help you with one of their experienced, dedicated sales associates finding a vehicle for you, whether it's on the lot or not. If you don't see what you're looking for, you can go to thinkmidway.com, and you can fill out exactly what you're looking for. You click on Car Finder, You fill out the form, and then they'll contact you when the vehicle arrives or that matches your search. So if you'd rather discuss your options with their friendly sales staff, click on directions for interactive driving directions and other contact information, or you can get online and maybe get some financing, maybe get the car finder, and maybe just find exactly what you're looking for, because there are great videos and updated info on every single car, truck, van, pre-owned, new vehicle on the lot at Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business in a new market, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention the Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today, as we'll see some scattered flurries and snow showers possible. Otherwise, look for highs to 31 as winds will stay to the south to southwest at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 27.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The big fella is out today, so we're flying solo today. We've got co-hosts coming in later in the week, and of course we'll be down at the state wrestling tournament Thursday and Friday. Folks, don't forget, while you are sitting at home enjoying this beautiful weather, and that's why you're in your house, you want to be able to be comfortable, watch TV, watch the Grammys last night, watch the NBA, watch college basketball. Heck, baseball season gets going here. And you probably get that on your package as well. Well, folks, Bruce Furniture is the place to get that brand new recliner, sofa set, love seat, maybe just a Serta mattress. Maybe you like to recline in the bedroom and watch a little television, whatever it might be, a little Family Guy. Hey, Bruce Furniture will take care of you, and they'll deliver it for free and move out your old furniture or mattress for free and take it wherever you want. Maybe it's the dump. Maybe it's the kid's place, maybe it's an apartment, maybe it's the auction, maybe it's donated to a charity or organization. They'll do that for you at Bruce Furniture because it's just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, they take care of you, and if it's in their store, they can get it delivered to you today at Bruce Furniture. Whatever you want, that's what they do. Isn't that the way business is supposed to be? Bruce Furniture. They're just telling you what you should already know. They take care of you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Well, after the show on Friday afternoon, we received the rosters for the 2012 Shrine Bowl, which is going to be played in the afternoon this year. 54th annual edition is Saturday, June 2nd at 1:30 at Memorial Stadium, and quite a few individuals are represented, as we ran down earlier in the show. And this year, the coach from our listening area is Giltner's Jeff Ashby, and he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Hey, it's great to have you back on. Congratulations on the assignment of being the coach. How much work has it been since you found out you were going to be a coach and releasing this team?
Well, we had about 145 nominees for the 35-man roster for the South team. So each coach took a bunch of kids and got film on them and talked to their coaches and things like that. So watching the film, you know, took some time, but it was fun. It was good to see other players that you hadn't seen all year. So it was fun.
How hard was it? The moving of the game from late July into early June was supposed to help the Nebraska kids, and there's been so much made of the walk-on. 14 of those kids, I think there's 16 Nebraska kids walking on, and 14 of them are on the Shrine. Most everybody said yes this time around?
Yes, they did. The only one that we had to back out was Sam Cotton of Lincoln Southeast. He sustained an injury and had to back out, but it seems to have helped moving the game up to that time slot.
Jeff, I got to ask you, because I know people have asked me and are wondering here. I think the only other walk-on that's not on the Shrine Bowl is Kearney High Spencer Lindsay, and I see that Farley is on the North team. Who's the South kicker, and can you shed any light on why he wasn't invited?
Well, I believe Matt Chitwood of McCook is going to do a double duty as a kicker and a defensive back. I believe that's what, as a coaching staff, we decided to do. He's a pretty darn good kicker and also get a defensive back out of it, too, and things like that. So that was a decision that, you know, was left up to, you know, mainly the head coach has to make that final decision, but we were all kind of in agreement to that.
Well, I didn't mean to paint you in the corner there, Jeff, but I know that that was a question that had been asked. There are, of the kids on your team, all of them are non-Class A from around the area. And some years, there's just not going to be any Kearney High kids. You've got Grand Island on the other side, and there's just not going to be that that selection. But you've got plenty from Omaha. Who are you looking forward to getting a chance to coach and have play on your team that you've never seen before?
Well, probably Mike Schaff from Cambridge. I got to see a little bit of him at the Nebraska camp, but not in the game type situation. And I'm anxious to see this Darian Bariotis Jackson from Omaha Central play. He seems like a pretty exciting person to watch on the field. So those two come to mind right off the bat. And then the kids out of Gretna, Andy Janovich. He's just a really tough linebacker and fullback, so it'd be fun to see how hard he plays.
Jeff Ashby, the head football coach at Giltner and a South assistant for this year's Shrine Bowl, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When you put your team together, Jeff, was there a certain style of football you guys had in mind? I know Coach Smalley and what they try to do there at Elmwood Murdoch. Is it on his style, or did you guys have to come to a compromise?
Well, basically, it's going to be off of his style. You know, he'll be the offensive coordinator, head coach. So, but then he'll throw in some spread offensive formations and things like that, which we'll have some input from Coach Govier from Papillion La Vista. They do a lot of spread, and they throw a ball a lot. So those two are working together pretty hard on that.
As you look at the North team, what already concerns you about them? Obviously, both teams are loaded with talent, but where is the North team's strength?
Well, I think their offensive line looks pretty good. You know, the guys from Burke and running backs, got some pretty good running backs over there, so they look pretty good. We've got the Burkacek kid from House. He's obviously, we know him for the last 3 years, and he's pretty darn good, and you know, a little bit surprised they didn't take the other kid from Howells, but they're loaded with talent also.
Yeah, Giltner gets two, Howells gets one. That's got to be a little chuckle for you, but obviously very, very well deserved. Everybody was fired up about Drew Ott, and we talked. I asked Matt. We had Coach Drew on last week to talk about basketball, and I asked him how Drew has been handling all this that's been going on. In your eyes, how's Drew been handling it?
Oh, I mean, about as good as you can handle it. You know, it really doesn't affect him. He, you know, once he committed clear back in June, for him it was all over. I mean, people were talking, you know, why not Nebraska and why didn't they take him and this and that. But, you know, when he made his commitment, he was solid from the get-go and wasn't going to change his mind whether Nebraska offered him or not. So he's just been up here working, you know, hard every day in the weight room and it doesn't matter whether it's game day, basketball game or not. He lifts as hard as he can on game day, so he doesn't let that affect him either. I mean, he's set to go for, you know, I think he's going to leave in July. One thing about Iowa, they don't pressure kids to come in right at the beginning of June. They leave it up to the player. They can come in June or they can come in July second session or wait till August 1st. And Drew's chosen to leave on after the 4th of July and go second session.
So Drew's in, also Logan Rath. What are the plans for those two guys in the Shrine Bowl?
Well, I think we've got a setup where Drew will probably play a Sam linebacker, and Logan Rath will be a defensive tackle. So that's going to be a pretty good group, you know, up front. And then we picked up Trey Foster. That'll work pretty good for both of those guys. The defensive line is going to be pretty strong for us, and we've got a pretty good linebacker core.
Jeff Ashby with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have you learned something so far about the Shrine Bowl that you didn't know before?
Oh, well, yeah, there's a lot more to it than, you know, in the selection process. And, you know, the similar thing is, you know, your first 10 kids are pretty easy to pick. And then after that, it is hard. I mean, we had 145 nominees, and I tell you, when you get to those other ones, I mean, you watch film over and over and over, and you're trying to get the best players possible. And it happens every year. I've done other All-Star games, and you know there's other kids that are very deserving of playing in this game, but, you know, you're limited to how many you can take, so you've got to make, you know, you've got to make a decision, and hopefully you pick the right ones.
Well, Jeff, congratulations on being nominated and being a coach for the Shrine Bowl, and best of luck to the South team. Looks like we got some great kids over there.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great All-Star game with all the, like I said, with all the walk-ons that are going to Nebraska, and then a few other scholarship players going elsewhere. I think it's going to be fun, and you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, going to St. Louis and going to the Shriners Hospital, and I think it'll be an eye-opening experience for the kids and the players to realize how lucky they are, you know, to be where they're at.
Well, we'll try and catch up with you again when you guys get ready to go to camp and after you see these guys hit each other a couple of times.
Okay, sounds good, Doug.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Ashby, have a great day. He is the head football coach at Giltner, whose program, had it not been for Howells, probably would be putting some pretty big trophies in their trophy case right now, and they've had some great years here, and they've done some very good things, and he is going to be assistant coach for the Shrine Bowl again, which is Saturday, June 2nd, 1:30 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. So looking forward to that. Wow, pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool. So you've got that on the high school level. We've talked about Oak Hill and Omaha Central playing next year, in the Heartland Hoops Classic for the 6th annual edition. And had a great time over there covering all the games on our network of stations here on ESPN and Classic Hits this past Saturday. A couple other things we want to touch on before we head into the break. Tri-City Storm, they split their games over the weekend. They lost to Fargo on Friday but got a win on Saturday with three power play goals. It's been maybe the toughest place for the Storm to play. They're now just 2-10-2 all-time at Fargo, but it is a win. Unfortunately, the team that was behind them, I think it's Des Moines, won both over the weekend. So Tri-City slips back into seventh. But right now, the very important stretch of the season for the Storm. 6 of the next 7 games are at home, beginning with Sioux Falls Friday and Lincoln on Saturday. And the only game during that stretch of the next 3 weeks that is on the road is at Lincoln. So the Storm doesn't have to take a long bus trip for at least 8 games. And so this is a chance for them to make a move. They're playing pretty decent hockey right now, starting to win some games. games, and 500, hey, that's going to get you into the playoffs from here on out. We'll see if they do a little bit better than that. Minnesota hosting Nebraska women's basketball tonight. The game is on the Big Ten Network, and that gets underway at 6:30, as we've already alluded to, the Nebraska men. And they will host Illinois on Saturday, and that game is at 4 o'clock. The UNK men get to play Division I UNO on Wednesday. I hope I can get down there in time before state wrestling to go watch this. Even without Mike Dentlinger and Quinston Reagans because of injury, the Lopers went 1-1 over the weekend and played number 11 Metro State to a 10-point game at their place. Lopers have had nationally ranked teams that haven't played Metro within 10 points at their place. Ethan Brozek, 23 points, 15 rebounds in that game. So great game for him. Lopers went 1-1. So they're at UNO Wednesday. Then the men and women will be hosting Pueblo Friday and Colorado Springs Saturday. On the women's side, Coach Kevin Chaney will join us on Wednesday's show here on Doug and Daddy for our Loper Link. Hastings College, been a while. These teams both winning that they defeated Mount Marty. Women had to go overtime. The men, 91-78. Now they play Concordia. The women's game is tomorrow. The men's game is Wednesday on the road. And then the regular season wraps up at home against Morningside on Saturday, so it's coming to an end in a hurry. In college wrestling, UNK picked up two more dual wins at home over the weekend. They're 5-0 in the conference. They head to Hayes, Kansas to duel Fort Hays State and Grand Canyon University on Wednesday. And Nebraska lost to Ohio State yesterday at the National Duels, 21-18. Subdistrict basketball begins tonight. Nebraska picks up a baseball commit. We'll talk about that and more. You are listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Come in and try one of the new BK toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. There's one of these great toppers to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
A message from Walmart to the average man. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. The 14th of February is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Show her she's always on your mind with Russell Stover Chocolate Hearts, Lindt Lindor Chocolates, and Fantasy by Britney Spears Perfume. So be ready for Valentine's Day with low prices every day on everything, all backed by our ad match guarantee. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Who knew?
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained farmer's agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. I'm back here in the Tri-Cities to break down the 2012 Husker recruiting class. Tuesday, February 21st, I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings. Wednesday, the 22nd, I'll be at Cunningham's in Kearney. And on the 23rd, I'll be at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. Call Indian Head for reservations for the Thursday event. They're at 6:30 each night, sponsored by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today as we'll see some scattered flurries and snow showers possible. Otherwise, look for highs to 31 as winds will stay to the south to southwest at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, I did watch the Grammys last night. I wanted to see the Whitney Houston tribute and everything that went on. Jennifer Hudson knocked that out of the ballpark. Good job. And you know what? It just, I guess it was cool. I can't even, it's like watching the Super Bowl. You can't remember everything. You can't remember all the ads. The Glenn Campbell tribute, of course, with us being here in middle Nebraska. We're gonna have our country roots to us. Bruce Springsteen starting off the show. Although, like Colin Cowherd said, there's a couple of those people I've never, ever heard of. And the whole Rihanna Coldplay thing, God, is that over yet? Yay, Rihanna. But Coldplay, come on. And then we have Beyonce? Huh. Man, some great performances last night at the Grammys. And like the Grammys with great performances, T&L has a great performance for you every single day. And that's why you have all of these great T&L pivot systems out in the field. You're driving down the road, huh? T&L, 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 T&L. And they've been in that same field for years because they keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working. That's what they do at T&L. Experience the T&L difference. You can call your T&L dealer, and there's one right in your backyard, or you can get online, TLIRR.com. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven technology that works, lasting value, decades of dependability. Hey, if you're tired of breakdowns, don't have to worry about it. And if it is, if there's a small breakdown, T&L is going to take care of it right away, and it's not going to mess up your whole pivot system. T&L, they just want to show you how you can save money and how great their product is. Give them a chance. If you haven't before, this is your time of the offseason. T&L Irrigation, worldwide headquarters located in Hastings or a dealer near you. Nebraska baseball has picked up Iowa pitcher Derek Burkhamper. He has given his oral commitment to the University of Nebraska. Missouri was recruiting in Iowa. Their coach said he was impressed with the new pitching coach in Ted Silva at Nebraska and Darren Erstad facilities and all of that. So, got a kid that can throw about 90 mile an hour, low 90s at Nebraska. So let's see if we've got a new young star in Derek Burkhamper coming out of Iowa. He joins Ryan Bolt of Red Wing, Minnesota from last week, who gave his commitment. Tonight, high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Breeze will have the C19 sub-district girls this week, boys next week from Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. Girls play-in games tonight. These are all your 4 and 5 seed matchups. Give it an Adams Central at 7 o'clock tonight on the Breeze 94.5. The winner will play Minden tomorrow at 6 with Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia playing at 7:45 in the toughest sub-district in the state. On Classic Hits 98.9, tomorrow Centuro, and they will play the Wood River Donovan Trumbull winner. That game is tonight at 6, and the winner of that plays Centura on Classic Hits tomorrow at 6. Ravenna will play Shelton at 7:30, and again, for some reason, it's in Aurora. Why isn't this in Gibbon? What? A brand new gym would have no problem holding all of this and closer to every school, maybe except Donovan, in what, a 5-mile difference? This is stupid, all right? At Aurora, every school west of Aurora, no school closer than 40 miles. I don't get it. I don't get it. Aurora, beautiful facility, and some sub-district should be there. Just not the one I have to drive to. At Holdridge tonight, Alma plays Elm Creek. Harvard and McCool Junction will play at York. Franklin and Wilcox Hildreth are at Minden. Also tonight, Elwood plays Cambridge in McCook. At Broken Bow, it's Loop City against South Loop. At Hastings St. Cecilia, Red Cloud will play Heartland Lutheran. At Kearney Catholic High School, Bertrand will be taking on Pleasanton. And at Cozad tonight, SEM will take on Anselmo Myrna. Then all of the girls' C&D sub-district semifinals will be played tomorrow, and the finals will be played on Thursday. So best of luck to all of the ladies as they begin their quest for the state tournament. And speaking of basketball, UNK Sports Administration Majors Club is hosting a 3-on-3 half-court tournament. I've never heard of a 3-on-3 full-court tournament because that would just be insane. And that'll be Thursday, March 8th, 7 o'clock at the Kearney Family YMCA. The event is held in order to raise money to send members of their club to Boston for the national convention. So again, if you like hoops, get your team together for the 3-on-3 half-court basketball tournament. Sponsored by the UNK Sports Administration Majors Club, 7 o'clock, Thursday, March 8th, at the Kearney YMCA. They just contact the Y for more information, Jeffrey. They're due by February the 29th. Registrations are due. You can be turn those into the Kearney Family YMCA or to the UNK office in Cushing, office 137. There you go, folks. Hope that helps. Hope you like it. Hope you play some hoops. Stay in shape. Oh, and one final note before we get out of here. I get texts. I've got friends that are psycho Creighton fans, and I've got people that just hate Creighton and wish they went 0-30 every year. Well, those people have had a heyday in the last week. Creighton, come on. Really? Not just getting beat, but you get upset by Evansville, and you get embarrassed at home by Wichita State. And it's not because they've got injuries or new people. It's just, you see this from time to time, all of a sudden something falls apart, and something could be very major league falling apart right now for the Creighton Blue Jay basketball team. So that bracket buster may be more important to them than originally thought. In fact, one of the texts that I've been receiving, oops, when they got beat there by Northern Iron, okay, we fell from a 4 seed to a 5 seed. Then they get beat by Evansville, okay, 5 seed to a 9 seed. And now the new one, congratulations on your number one seed in the NIT. Oh, come on. It's not true. Creighton's fine. I want to thank the folks that joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Talk a little wrestling with Hastings High School head wrestling coach Brian Locks as they take 7 Tigers to the state tournament. Also to Jeff Ashby, Giltner football coach, South assistant for the 54th annual Shrine Bowl, to talk about the teams that were selected and the rosters that were released over the weekend. Tomorrow, among our guests on the show, Omaha Central boys basketball coach Eric Behrens as they prepare for next year's National Game of the Year, possibly, if they're 1-2, and a lot more Troutman's Tuesday trivia as well. We'll see you then. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!